The 120th running of the Boston Marathon is on Monday. Though they're not running this year, Dick Hoyt and his son Rick have long been fixtures of the race. They've run Boston 32 times since 1980. Rick has cerebral palsy. Dick, his father, pushed Rick in a modified wheelchair along the 26.2 miles of the course. So Team Hoyt is legendary among marathon fans, and even though they're not running, as we said, they are still inspiring a new generation of parents and children with cerebral palsy.
That guy over there. Hey, Emma, how is that smile?
We recently caught up with Dick Hoyt when he was visiting Brian Gauthier and his son in their Auburn home. 4-year-old Elijah also has cerebral palsy.
There you go. There he is. He always has a big smile for everybody.
Dick immediately connects with Elijah. And Brian says it's important for him to see his son have that instant, easy rapport with someone.
You know, you go to the doctors and you have a healthy pregnancy, and then all of a sudden you find out something severely wrong, and all the thoughts in your head are just, is he going to be able to walk? Is he not going to be able to walk, talk? And it was the most difficult thing that I've ever been through.
Brian Gauthier first met Dick Hoyt back in 2014. Dick was giving a talk at Charlton Town Hall, and Brian's wife urged him to attend. He did, and the two men formed a strong relationship, part friendship, part mentorship. And because of that, Brian now runs with Elijah in the same way that Dick ran with Rick. Because who better to understand both the challenges and possibilities of raising a child with cerebral palsy than a father who's experienced it? We'll let Brian and Dick tell their own story from here, starting with Dick Hoyt and his memories of the birth of his son, Rick.
I saw him in an incubator, and I thought he's doing push-ups. I said, wow, this guy's doing push-ups already. And come to find out, he was having spasms. And the doctor said, forget Rick, put him away, put him in an institution, going to be nothing but a vegetable for the rest of his life. You know, and today, Rick's 53 years old. We still haven't figured out what kind of vegetable he is, you know. But, you know, he's graduated from public high school. He's graduated from Boston University. He lives all by himself in his own apartment. And Rick and I have competed now in over 1,100 races in the past 35 years. Well, we knew he was smart. We knew he could understand. That was our big thing. We wanted Rick to be able to go to school. And we took him to the school department, and they said, no, he doesn't understand. He won't be able to learn. So we went and met some engineers from Tufts University in Boston, and they said the same thing, that he wouldn't be able to learn. So we told the engineers to tell Rick a joke. And they told Rick a joke, and Rick cracked up laughing. And they said, wow, maybe there is something there. And they built what was called the Tufts Interactive Communicator. And the engineers were coming to our house, and everybody's betting, you know, what are the first words Rick is ever going to say? Well, the Boston Bruins were going for the Stanley Cup, and the very first words he ever said was, go Bruins. So we knew right then and there that he understood everything that was going on, and he loved sports. Rick was attending a school in Westfield, Massachusetts, and his gym teacher got him involved in all the gym activities with all the other children, and he used to take Rick to the basketball games. Well, one of the basketball games, they made an announcement that one of the lacrosse players was in an accident and paralyzed from the waist down. So they're going to have a charity road race to try to help him raise the money so he could pay his medical bills. Well, Rick came home from that game. He told me all about it. He said, Dad, I have to do something for him. I want to let him know life goes on. Even though he's paralyzed, I want to run in the race. Well, at the time, I was 40 years old. I was not a runner. But we went down to the race. It was a 5-mile race. They gave us a number 00 to put on our chair. The gun went off, and we took off with all the other runners. Well, everybody thought we'd go to the corner and turn around and come back. Well, we didn't. We finished the whole 5 miles. When we got home that night, Rick wrote on his computer, Dad, when I'm running, it feels like my disability disappears, which was a very powerful message to me. If you think about it, somebody's in a wheelchair, can't talk, use their arms and their legs, and now they're out there running, the disability disappears.
I'll clip you in. Strapped up. When I first met Dick, that day I was mostly interested in getting to know him as a person, as a dad with a boy with cerebral palsy, somebody that went through what I had just went through. He was doing a presentation in the town I used to live in, and that's the beginning of everything. That's when everything changed. We got involved with the running, and Elijah loves it. You know, that's the best part.
Yeah, there we go.
You like this new running chair? Yeah? Put your hood on. Let's go!
You know, when you have a boy and you picture, you know, playing football or baseball and all the sports and thinking of taking him skiing, and then you realize you can't do that stuff, you want to have a connection with him and be able to make him feel like he's doing something. So the running, definitely, he loves it. He smiles at it, all the races, and he can't wait when I come home from work and we go out for a run.
You can tell Elijah by looking at him, right? He's always got that big smile on his face, and when you're talking to him, he knows what we're talking about.
Yeah,
and
he does.
The big thing is they're getting him an education already.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we knew he had a good personality because he's smiley and, you know, he knows everything that's going on. But he definitely opened him up more, being around the people and the crowds and just being involved in something like that and something to look forward to and going to. And it's absolutely changed him.
There's a smile. There's Elijah's smile. Yeah.
My hopes for Elijah would be to communicate at the level that Rick does. Communication is huge. You know, when you can't talk or, you know, you can't tell us if he has a bellyache or something. So
Rick says the biggest thing with his disability is that he's able to communicate.
Right.
That would be the toughest thing if he couldn't communicate. Yeah.
Sometimes I get a chance to talk with Rick at a race, and that's the first questions he usually asks me is how's Elijah's communication coming and where's he going, because Rick knows how important it is. And it just amazes me to sit there and talk to Rick. It inspires me and everything. And he's written books. We have a book that Rick has, his book that I read to Elijah all the time, and he loves it. It's you know, when he talks about in the book how, you know, I'm just like anybody else. I can, you know, I have every emotion, you know, happy, sad, you know, he goes through all of it. And when I look at Elijah, now I can, you know, you're not sure at first what's going on, but now we know Elijah's, you know, knows what's everything that's going on, and that's how he has to be treated like any other human being, and he has all the same emotions we all have. And, you know, I had a strong thought when he was a little younger that if I was going to really love Elijah like as much as I could as a son, I also had to love cerebral palsy too, you know, just as much. And absolutely the races and the running and being around the positive atmosphere that Team Hoyt has just helped me and my family, actually.
Our mission is to make sure that everybody is included in all daily activities, and everybody should be out there enjoying life just like everybody else.
Dick Hoyt and Brian Gauthier at Brian's home in Auburn. Elijah's only 4 years old, so Brian and his son have 14 more years before they can qualify for the Boston Marathon. But Brian says on Monday they'll be on the sidelines cheering on the runners. We've got a lot more information about them and the Hoyt Foundation at radioboston.org, so check it out. Our story was produced by Radio Boston's Tim Skog. We'll be right back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.